basketball court, you look at the Golden State Warriors, and it's like, okay, Steph's going to get reevaluated Friday with the left ankle sprain. D'Anthony Melton is going to get reevaluated with the back strain. Oh, what do you know? Andrew Wiggins is probably out tonight against the Pelicans with the back injury. And all of a sudden, that depth that we talked about, the first two games, all throughout the preseason, will get tested right away. So as we try to relax and feel good about the 49ers, we look at the Golden State Warriors and we say, I'm not saying they're in trouble here, but when you look at these next two games against the Pelicans, this operation split in my mind, and then you go on this five-game road trip, Shasky, to Houston, Washington, Boston, Cleveland, Oklahoma City, and don't look now, but Jordan Poole's playing well. All of a sudden, it's like, boy, you got to try to stabilize the season early. You got to try to dodge some blows here. How long is Steph going to be out? Because that's, with all the depth, everything revolves around number 30.
There's no doubt it does. And so, you know, I think a lot of people haven't had an opportunity to hear any of your Warrior opinions. You know, they played a game Friday night. It was a big-time win, blowout of the Utah Jazz. And then they play again on Sunday night during the middle of the Niner game. And I don't know how many people were locked in to the Warriors, yeah, you know, as closely as maybe they were the football game. So I've got a bunch of questions that I want to throw at you today. And so maybe you can kind of give your opinions. And then I would love to hear from the audience on these as well. Let's just start at the very, very, very top. Sure. The Steph Curry injury, Bonte, that you're alluding to. Who's the guy that you're looking at that you think needs to step up the most in his absence?
Well, I think it's an obvious one, right? It's Jonathan Kuminga. And I mean, let's be real here. This is a guy who is looking for new money, and the Warriors are far apart on a contract extension. They have one deal on the table, and you can make the argument maybe Kuminga should have taken that deal just to get it done, just to kind of not have to play this season thinking about, boy, am I going to get paid here? Am I going to get a long-term deal? What's my value going to be if I don't play well? Will I still get the same money? Will I not get the same money? It's obvious, Jonathan Kuminga, because you watched those last 5 minutes on Sunday, and you saw a young man who was indecisive on what to do with the basketball. Do I shoot the three? Do I go to the lane? Do I pass it? It was like his brain was moving a little too fast there. And so he's a hell of a player, and he's got a lot of athleticism. But the start of the season has not been great for Jonathan Kuminga as he tries to find his way with this deep team. You know, once he starts, does he get pulled? Does he not play for a long time? So it's an obvious one, Shasky. Jonathan Kuminga has to lead the charge here, getting to the free throw line, getting buckets, getting himself, you know, and maybe Steve Kerr draws up some plays for him early on where it gets him down in the post, get him some touches on the mid block, let him get comfortable in the game, kind of like they do with Andrew Wiggins here, and then he starts rolling. But right now, Kuminga, he's pressing a little bit. You can just see it. Defensively, I think he's fine. He's been guarding very, very well. His individual defense has been solid. But right now, you know, when you think about the scoring load that's missing without Stephen Curry and now without Andrew Wiggins, who may not go tonight, it's Jonathan Kuminga. Now, I can make the argument for Draymond Green as well, but I'm going to go Jonathan Kuminga.
Well, sticking on Kuminga, I don't think they're running stuff that he's going to thrive in. Like, yeah, where's the high pick and roll? Where's getting this guy downhill? Like, am I wrong on that? Like, it to me, I get frustrated because I know Steph has to play a certain way. Like, I understand that. And this is where I know he wants to start. I'm talking about Jonathan Kuminga. But it's almost counterintuitive that he starts alongside Steph Curry because the best path for him to succeed most efficiently is through, now I'm not saying every single possession has to be high pick and roll, but isn't he just an absolute menace when it comes to a pick and roll threat?
It feels like it, but this is not the Warriors' way, right? It's ball movement, it's moving around here. I think the starting lineup, we just look at the starting lineup. Trayce Jackson-Davis, Draymond, Wiggins, Kuminga. It's a very good defensive lineup. But defenses are going to dare the Warriors to shoot when it's not Stephen Curry. They're going to shadow Curry. They're going to bump him. They're going to try to trap him, get the ball out of his hands. They're going to say, Wiggins will live with you shooting. Kuminga will live with you shooting. Draymond will live with you shooting. TJD, you want to shoot the midi? Go ahead. So the spacing in that half court, I don't think is conducive to a guy like Jonathan Kuminga. You know, it's a lot of congestion in that lane. So if he does want to run a high pick and roll, there's going to be two bodies and a wall right there when he does try to go to the lane. So it's almost as if Steve Kerr may have to tinker with the starting lineup at one point to break this up. Is Kuminga a four or is he a three? Kerr thinks he's a four. Draymond thinks he's a three. What is Kuminga? I think Kuminga, ideally, in a one big lineup, would thrive next to a five. Right now, I think Kuminga does need to play the four, but you're not going to put him ahead of Draymond Green because Draymond Green has earned that equity here as a defender and whatnot, and as a facilitator in the half court. Because now, when you think about the starting lineup as well, Steph's not playing point guard. He's playing off the basketball.
Yeah.
And he's playing off the basketball for the most part of the season.
Draymond, with that starting union, is the de facto point guard.
He's the de facto point guard. He's going to play point forward. He's going to facilitate in the half court. So where does that leave Kuminga? I think it's a tough spot for him in that starting five.
So you think he should go to the bench?
I don't know if he should go to the bench. I think the starting five is going to need to be tinkered with. Now, ideally, I would love for Draymond to be at this five. Kuminga at the four, Wiggins at the three, and you figure out the two, whether it's De'Anthony Melton, Buddy Hield, or Brandon Podziemski. Maybe it's Buddy Hield because of the spacing that he could provide, but on the flip side, you don't want to wear Draymond Green out at the five. So, Steve Kerr, I don't know who's going to come off the bench. I don't really care about that stuff, to be honest with you, Shasky, but when you look at that starting five, I don't think it benefits Jonathan Kuminga. Now, he's got to earn his way. He's got to earn his way. And right now, he's not playing well. He's not playing .5 basketball. He's not decisive enough. That's three games in. But when we're talking about guys who need to step up and pick up the slack here with these injuries, we're all going to look at Jonathan Kuminga.
Okay, so I don't want to get too boggled down in the weeds here, but why do you always say that it doesn't matter about, like, you don't care about starting? Because it clearly is a sticking point for this team over the last couple of years. It's like getting off to good starts.
No doubt. And I think last year they got off to good starts. I mean, at times, the bench has picked up the slack. I personally always look at the entire game because I think so much emphasis is put on starters, and they may not play more than 4 minutes together. They may not play more than 5 minutes together to start the basketball game. And against the LA Clippers, I thought they got off to a decent start. It was their best start of the season. Now, mentally, a lot of individuals do care about starting, right? They want to get starting because money goes along with starting. And when you come off the bench, you don't know when you're going to come off the bench. You don't know when you're going to play. You don't know who you're going to play with. You don't know if your rhythm's going to be there. All of a sudden, you're pressing. You're making mistakes. And all of a sudden, you're saying to yourself, oh, damn, I'm back on the bench here. So, look, I just don't put as big of an emphasis on starting as a lot of people do. Because I've seen Steve Kerr work this lineup for over 10 years now, where he'll start a lineup for 4 minutes and never go back to him again. But obviously with Jonathan Kuminga, he wants to be in that starting lineup. I just don't know if it's going to work for him if you're going to have this lineup around him with TJD, Draymond, and Andrew Wiggins. So Steve Kerr's got to figure this out because the spacing there is not conducive. It's not conducive for Kuminga, but it's definitely not conducive for Stephen Curry.
No.
Think about Stephen Curry running around here, and he's the only knockdown shooter because, again, no matter how hot Andrew Wiggins is, opposing teams are going to say, Wiggins, we'll live with you shooting. Draymond, we'll live with you shooting. Kuminga, we'll live with you shooting. He's got to get downhill. And so how do you get him downhill? I think you got to get him on the mid block a lot more.
Well, so, like, let's go to the other end of the spectrum. Well, Sunday.
Real quick, mid-block, though. Real quick, half court, now that I'm thinking about it, though. If you get Kuminga on that mid-block with the starting
unit,
you
got to have shooters around
him. And what are shooters going to, and what are defenses going to do when Draymond Green's at the top of the key? They're going to sack off of him, and they're going to dare him to shoot. So now, all of a sudden, you don't have that room in the paint. You get what I'm saying?
No, I do. But, like, we've had this kind of Draymond Green conundrum. Like, he brings so many good things to the table, but also to build out the rest of your team, you need very specific players to play alongside of him. And it just feels like, to me, the organization last year needed to have made, going into the offseason, a decision very simply: are we rolling with Draymond for the next couple of years, or are we rolling with Kuminga? Yep. I don't know if they can coexist simultaneously. People keep going Wiggins and Kuminga. Can they coexist? I think it's more Draymond. And the reason being is it's not because of just playing the four. It's the spacing that you're talking about, and then minutes and allocation. So which brings me to Draymond's clearly very important. Sunday was the first close game of the year. They only played three games.
Yep.
It's a close game. And so the Warriors are trying to close the gap and get back in that game. And Draymond's nowhere to be found in the fourth quarter. Was that a one-off? Was there?
No,
I didn't see Steve Kerr get like address that in the post.
No, he addressed it. He addressed it. He got asked, "Was it an injury?" And Steve Kerr said, "No, Kevon Looney was rolling." That's what Steve Kerr said.
So Kevon in the fourth Looney quarter, rolling. They're looking at Draymond to be a five.
No, in the fourth quarter, Draymond didn't have it rolling. He didn't have it rolling. He was having a rough game. Zubac was having his way. Draymond offensively just didn't have it that night.
His body language wasn't great.
It wasn't the greatest body language. And so Steve Kerr, with that lineup, and you got to think, so Steph Curry leaves the game with 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Warriors technically says 7:55. He hobbles off the floor in the fourth quarter. And so they're down at that point. They're down at that point 10. Down 10.
What, they going like a 12-3
run? 12-3
run
with Kevon Looney, Pods, and Steve Kerr just stuck with the lineup. He stuck with the lineup that got him back into the game. And that's how he's going to coach this team. So I didn't make a big deal out of it. I don't know if a lot of people made a big deal about it.
But I was down, surprised.
They were down 95-85. And so Wiggins starts rolling. pardon me. And then there's about 6 minutes left, and they're down 10. And all of a sudden, Wiggins makes a three. And then Looney makes a shot. And it's like, oh, we're down six. We have some life. We have some energy. And this lineup is working. And I think Looney deserved those minutes down the stretch. Looney's off to a great start. He's got 15 offensive rebounds in his first three games. He's rebounding the ball well. He's moving well. His body looks tremendous. He had a hell of an offseason. Hell of an offseason. He lost like 35, 40 pounds. Looney looks phenomenal. So Steve Kerr rewarded the guys who was playing hard and got him back into that basketball game. You got to think about that game, too. There was no flow for the Warriors.
None.
21 turnovers. They're getting out scored in the paint, 58-38. Every time they try to close the hump, close the hump, close the gap, close the gap. Clippers had an answer. So Steve Kerr is searching for answers here. Turnovers. And a combination that worked. And it was like, wait, Pods, J.K., Wiggins, Looney, it's working. So he stuck with them, and Draymond sat for the last 8 minutes.
I was just surprised. That's all. I was very surprised because, you know, Draymond's very important for this team. And so it was a change of course. You know what I mean? And I think it got kind of not swept under the rug, but we haven't been able to focus. We were worried about Niners, Cowboys.
Yeah, no, it was a big focal point. Steve Kerr got asked about it. Was it an injury? Because Draymond is dealing with the knee. He was hobbling around a little bit. It was a talking point. It was a talking point, but Lou deserved those minutes. He deserved those minutes down the stretch. So this is how Steve Kerr's going to coach this team. And that's what happens when you got a bunch of guys on this team that are 12 deep. You know what? Well, I'm going to go with the lineup that's rolling to get me back into the game.
Yeah.
Whether or not, the only guy who I think is guaranteed minutes on this roster is going to be Stephen Curry.
Yeah. Well, now that he's out for I don't know how long, right now, it feels like when Wiggins can get healthy, he's the next guy, right?
Right.
In line when it comes to that. I just feel like they're setting themselves up with all this depth. It's a good thing. But the opposite end of this, similar to the USA team, someone does have to sit, right? And so they're not as deep as the USA team. But the point is that you can't play everyone. And so every game, where's Moody? Where's Kyle Anderson? You're going to get one, two, three different guys that people are going to be clamoring for more opportunities from. And it's just, boy, it feels like they've got to make a move a little earlier than maybe I anticipated when the season started.
They just might because Moody's not playing much. Kyle Anderson's not playing much. Now you have the back injury with Anthony Melton. Let's pick it up on the other side here because